Yeah, I'm good, thanks. John, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Bit of a strange weekend for your lot with a 3-3 draw and that goal, which was, even as Gus Hiddink said, blatantly offside from John Terry. And the how many minutes was it of extra time in the end of that game? It was
97 minutes and 53 seconds.
Oh, you know it well. You know it so well. It was a pulsating game and possibly not the result you deserve, really. I think Everton kind of deserved to win that one. And John Terry's goal really shouldn't have stood. But just before we get onto the main event here, really, how did you sort of feel at that?
Yeah, no, it's disappointing. I mean, it's the second time we've lost the game. Oh, drew a game 3-3 and lost 4 points. We did it at Bournemouth, conceding a goal in the 97th minute. To do it twice in one season, it is a bit gut-wrenching, particularly at Stamford Bridge. I mean, we've not done a double over Chelsea in my lifetime, in about 35 years, I think. So we had the chance to do that this time, but terrible decision by the referee to play a minute over the allotted stoppage time, and then an even worse one by the assistant referee not to get his flag up when he was a yard offside.
Yeah, absolutely sickening of that, but we roll on, don't we? Because it looks like there's some incomings and outgoings at Goodison Park with a man who obviously we know very well here, Sam Byram, looking like he's going to be coming into the club, as Roberto Martinez has been confirming this in the press, that the talks are ongoing and today looks like the day where something will happen. Let's just talk about Sam Byram before we get on anything else. Are you excited about the potential of his arrival at Goodison Park?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we've been linked with Sam probably for about 4 years, ever since he broke into the Leeds team. So I think, like myself, like a lot of other Evertonians, have kept an eye on him. Think he's got all the qualities that you need to step up into the Premier League. He's got fantastic engine on him. I remember reading a report that he covered more ground than anybody else in a particular games where Leeds played recently. As we talked about a little bit before I came on air, his versatility will stand him in good stead as well at Everton, because, you know, he's going to have a tough job displacing Seamus Coleman at right back. But on the plus side for Sam, Seamus is out injured for the next couple of weeks or so. So if he does get himself in, he'll probably get thrown straight in the team at right back. And Martinez has shown, as he did with Brendan Galloway earlier in the season, he'll give young players a chance. And if you take it, you'll stay in the team.
I was going to say, when you look at this deal, if it does go through, this isn't a case that this is a player that Roberto Martinez has just picked out because he's got 6 months left on his deal. Everton have been looking at him for the last couple of seasons. I know their chief scout was at a couple of games recently. So this seems like a deal Roberto Martinez has really worked hard to get done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. As we said before, I know that we've been interested in Sam for a long time. Even before Roberto came to the club, the people behind the scenes have kept tabs on him for a long time. So I think the fact that he's got 6 months left on his contract and we're able to get a slightly better deal with Everton not having the most finances in the world certainly helps us to push that through, and it's a good selling point, but certainly by no means the reason why we're moving for Sam at this time.
And there is a potential with this deal going through that it might not go through in the end, because a couple of other clubs are looking to hijack this right now. The likes of West Ham and Newcastle. Newcastle are just throwing money at anything they can at the moment. They're trying to get as many players in as they can sort out so they can stave off relegation. Looks like things are going their way at the moment, but I don't think you want to be losing out to either one of those clubs, do you?
No, I'm not too concerned about Newcastle. I mean, they seem... despite all their problems, their right-back Jan Mat's been one of their best players, if not their player of the season so far. So I don't think pushing through a right-back's the biggest deal for them at the moment. But with West Ham, obviously their right-back Jenkinson, he's only on loan from Arsenal, and it looks like he's going back there at the end of the season. So, yeah, a little bit concerned that West Ham might come in for him. But I think with Martinez's proven experience, like, you know, you look at the likes of Deulofeu, Barkley, John Stones, Brendan Galloway. I mean, even people like James McCarthy, he had him at Wigan at a very young age. I think his record for bringing through and developing young British talent is there for everyone to see. So I think Sam Byram will make the right choice and get himself over to Merseyside.
And when you look at this deal, if it is to go through, do you feel that these positions are the ones where Everton do need to strengthen the most? Or is it a case that after this deal's done, there's maybe one area where they really do need to concentrate on?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think what we're crying out for is another striker to provide competition for Lukaku. Touchwood, he's been pretty injury-free this season. But if he was to get a knock, I think we are very lightweight up front, and certainly as well in games where you need a different option, where you perhaps maybe going to go two up front for the last 20-25 minutes of a game, you know, strengthening up front is something that we're certainly going to need to do, particularly as it looks like Stephen Naismith might be departing down to Norwich at some point in the very near future.
Yeah, that's one thing I was just about to ask you, actually. Stephen Naismith going out, £8.5 million. It's a fair amount of money, that. And then more rumours today surrounding John Stones, with Barcelona interested now. And it's going to be interesting to see if you're going to end up shipping out quite a few players here before getting a few new ones in.
Yeah, I think Stephen Naismith, I think he's found himself on the fringe of the Everton team this season, despite coming off the bench after 10 minutes and scoring the perfect hat-trick against Chelsea. Stephen Naismith is a player the Everton fans love, the way his willingness to work for the team, even if it's not quite happening for him. And he's a fantastic ambassador off the pitch, does an awful lot of charity work in the area and in and around Liverpool. So I think he will be a miss. However, £8.5 million for a 29-year-old who doesn't get into your first 11, it's just too good a deal for Everton to turn down. And I think for all parties concerned, I think he'll be a hit for Norwich. I think it's good for the player and it's good for both clubs.
Yeah, it could be a good deal, that one, really. I think it's time for him to move on and seek pastures new. And hopefully, you know, your right-back problem will be solved a little bit by the arrival of Sam Byram, although people in Leeds are very upset about him going. And if you were going to kind of sell Everton to him and sell him to the Leeds fans, in a way, who are going to be losing this player, would you say he'd be a good fit for the club?
Yeah, no, absolutely. From what I know about Sam, he seems like he's a level-headed young man, and he wants to get right to the very top in the game. And, you know, from what I've seen of him, he's certainly got the potential to do that. His performances playing out of position in midfield recently and showing that there's a lot more to his game. But he's very much the modern-day right fullback, isn't he? Gets up and down brilliantly at reading defensive situations, but also offers you that attacking threat, which, like I say, is a modern-day fullback is an absolute must. And coming to Everton, he's coming to the right club. The fans will get right behind him. There's a good feeling around the club at the moment. We're in a strong position in the semi-final of the League Cup, and hopefully a trip to Wembley just around the corner. That's a good question. Do you know whether Sam's actually cup tied for the League Cup? Did he play in the earlier stages for Leeds?
Do you know what? I don't think he did, but I can't quite remember because he was in and out of the team earlier on this season with the contract situation. I'd have to kind of delve back in the archives for that one, but I don't think he is, but I'm not 100%. It'd be interesting, you know, if it all went through and one of his first few games was down at Wembley.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that's got to be a big pull for any young footballer. You know, they're in it to win medals, and with the opportunity for perhaps a Wembley appearance in one of your first few appearances for a club the size of Everton, that's got to be a massive draw.
And what a start as well. I have to ask you about that cup final, potentially getting there after taking down Man City. Could be an all Merseyside final.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I think both teams still have a lot of work to do. Stoke have proved that they can be a match for anyone, so I don't think it's nailed on that Liverpool will see that game out comfortably. If players like Arnautovic and Bojan are on fire, then they can upset any team at any time. And obviously for ourselves, as we proved again at the weekend, keeping clean sheets, although we did keep one at Man City last week, is not something we always do. So a 1-0 win, as it would stand, would take City through after extra time. So we're going to have to go there and score at least one. I personally think we'll need to get two to get through the tie. But with the form of Lukaku, Deulofeu and Morales showing signs of his old self at the moment, very confident we can get through and get a trip booked down to Wembley.
I have got some bad news here, actually. Sam Byram did play against Doncaster Rovers in the first round of the Capital One Cup, so it looks like that wouldn't happen if he was to join.
No, that's a shame, and particularly for ourselves as well. Touch wood, Seamus Coleman will be back fit before then. But with the second leg, I don't think Coleman will be back, so it means that we wouldn't be able to play Sam there, which is a shame. But he is, like I say, he's a signing for the present and the long term, not just for the next few games.
Andy, thanks for joining us, mate. Let's hope for an all Merseyside final in the Capital One Cup, and we'll be keeping our tabs on Sam Byram and whatever goes on. Cheers, mate.
No problem. Cheers, John. Cheers, Tom.